A line expands into TV static. White letters appear. HBO, a circle inside the O. Shards of white fall into place to make words. HBO Documentary Films. HBO Documentaries presents a Make It Plain production.
Operating that Branch 1 or Battalion 44, get a hold of OES there at the command post, and let's push it all the way out to the edge of the city of Ventura.
Ventura County, California, December 4th, 2017.
Take a look at this. It has exploded into 500 acres. These high winds, not so good with the helicopter. We're working our way over there, but we can tell you that this is burning very close to Santa Paula. It's right off the 126 and the 150. The 150 is actually the road that takes you to Ojai.
In 2017, nearly 9,000 wildfires burned in California.
You're aware the fire is moving at a rapid rate of spread.
The Thomas Fire burned through 282,000 acres of homes and habitat. At the time, it was the largest wildfire in state history.
There's Thomas Aquinas University that's in that area. That's where it's getting the name. Now, there are plenty of homes in this area as well. If they are not evacuating, they will be told to. Obviously, life foremost, property second.
That's fine.
As we understood it, listening to some scanner traffic, they could not get enough resources to this fire fast enough. There's helicopters in the air, there's ground crews on the ground, but the high winds this evening, along with the dry temperatures, has made this into a huge fire, and these flames continue just to gobble up acreage out here and keep moving out to the west.
Huge fires dot a suburb. The fire started in Upper Ojai, about 2 miles from my family's home. The view drifts to a part of the neighborhood completely consumed by flames. Smoke blots out the sky. A title appears, Burning Ojai, Our Fire Story. A large home is engulfed in flames. At an earlier time, the large home sits in Upper Ojai, surrounded by lush vegetation. In the kitchen, a woman cooks.
What are you making?
I'm making a cheese/potato French dish that I'm gonna make my husband for the first time tonight. I'm gonna prepare of December.
She chops a potato. A man embraces her from behind.
We met in San Francisco. We fell in love and got married.
Photos of their wedding. In another, he feels her pregnant belly.
When I was around 5 months pregnant, we decided to explore California in the hope to find the right place to raise our little girl.
They cruise a highway.
As we learned more and more about California, people kept telling us about this special place called Ojai.
Michael Milano.
There is a place that everybody finds in this valley that is home to them.
Julie Tutamate Stensley, tribal elder.
I grew up here in the Ojai Valley. Ojai is the Chumash word, and it's a village that's up here in this upper valley, and it means moon or lunar phase.
The moon bathes soft purple valleys.
So when you're up here and the moon comes up, it's as if you could touch it.
Crops stretch before distant snow-capped mountains.
We just fell in love with the weather, the flowers, the smells, and the animals.
A coyote patters through a yard. A hummingbird hovers. Michael holds a baby.
May was born 2 months prematurely, and when we moved to Ojai, she was not even 2 months old, the size of a tiny little human being. So as a new mom, this move across California was pretty rough on me.
We moved here about a month before the fire.
Noemi DeMont Milano.
A house directly on the edge of the Los Padres National Forest.
Over a hill behind the house, foliage abounds. Nighttime, the moon shimmers over dark hills. In night vision, a cougar calls. In the morning, palm trees sway in the wind. December 4th, 2017, 1 p.m.
High wind advisories have all been upgraded to all-out warnings as the dangerous Santa Ana winds are blowing big time.
I remember telling myself, what's going on with this wind? I went inside. I was like, this is not normal. I just had a feeling. I knew that something bad was going to happen.
December 4th, 2017, 6:23 p.m. The Thomas Fire ignites.
Fire paramedic.
We were just sitting out on the front porch, and I noticed an orange glow and smoke. It's really blowing up now.
Smoke billows. Fire burns beside a home.
We have a fire. We are in a house here at Anloff Canyon Road above Steckel Park.
Is your structure threatened?
Yes, it is.
The first engine that arrived was from Upper Ojai. The fire captain got in and he said, look, it's in Anloff Canyon, but we can't access it yet.
Tony Solis, fire department.
It was a total envelopment of Anloff Canyon in flames. 50 acres of hell. Basically, we had about 30 engines ordered in the first 10 minutes.
A hillside is immersed in flames.
Has anyone reported a fire?
Yes, ma'am. It was St. Thomas Aquinas College. That's where it started.
We're almost next to them. What should we do?
Yes, ma'am. You do what you feel is best.
For the Highway 150 corridor, as we move into Santa Paula for immediate evacuations of approximately 500 residences.
Just outbound!
Fire paramedics.
We're on Wheeler Canyon Road, and there's no fire engines here for structure protection or anything, and the fire is coming down the mountain right now. This area has to be evacuated right now. I'm not kidding around.
Winds on the ridgetop, probably it's 40 to 50 miles an hour. Active long-range spotting.
Where are the fire department? They're on the
They're all there, ma'am. They're all there.
It's surrounded by fire and we can't get out. We have no help.
My mom's stuck in the fire domain. She can't get help. She was my brother.
The tree's right above my house. And there's embers. Oh my God, it's starting to go, ma'am.
I'm at home alone, and I can see the flames coming over the next canyon.
Yes.
And I don't know what to do. I can hear the crackling.
Steve Swindle, fire department.
It's just fire absolutely everywhere. It was getting so bad, I couldn't breathe. I couldn't see much more than an arm's length. And as we were driving out, the fire was pinching off and we barely made it out.
Go! Go!
And it hopscotched from canyon to canyon to canyon and moved in a matter of 6 hours, what it would probably take 6 days to accomplish in a normal day without the wind.
Division Chief Chad Cook.
While all this was taking place, a new fire started.
A transformer just blew up, and it's going pretty good.
Very end of Cohenstein. There's a transformer just blew, and there's a major fire started up here.
That new fire started in Upper Ojai. We were being hit on multiple fronts. As priorities came through for the Cohenstein Road area, fire apparatus was quickly cut off from traveling the Highway 150 corridor. We had burning power poles, we had live electrical lines down across the highway, and that main thoroughfare that got companies up to Upper Ojai quick was immediately cut off.
At night, Naomi lies on the couch, Mai resting on her chest.
It was exactly 8 p.m., and I was very, very excited because for the first time, I was able to just put her in bed at the right moment. My excitement faded pretty fast because right after that, I started to hear tons of helicopters.
Embers glow behind dark hills.
We put all of the aircraft up in the Cohenstein Road area, but the water that you drop is just being taken by the wind.
A fire whirl spins.
The aircraft called operations on the radio and say, it's unsafe for us to be up in the air, we're shutting down. As it was rapidly escalating, the potential for loss of life was greater than anything that I had seen before.
When I went outside the house, I saw this gigantic glow up in the mountain, and I decided to check on the Ojai Twitter, and I just read, there is a fire 2 miles from your house with 70 miles per hour gusts. I remember telling my husband, we gotta go now.
Smoke rises in the distance.
I woke up the baby, put her in her car seat, put her in the car. I ran back inside the house and...
An aerial view of the Milano house.
The baby starts screaming and I turn and I could see this insanely scary glow that was coming right at us.
They pull out of the driveway, headlights on a dark dirt road.
We drove down to the nearest hotel and spent the night watching the news.
The Thomas Fire in Ventura County forced new evacuations overnight. It is the largest of the four fires, and it's only 5% contained.
Now, winds are actually carrying the fire toward Ojai. We saw a wall of flames that had to have been 300 feet or higher.
We've been hearing the sparks and loud booms from transformers that have caught fire, and they've blasted off.
Flames lick up scorched homes. Fire engine lights flash. An American flag waves amidst the chaos. Firemen rush toward the blaze. They wear SCBA masks and helmet-mounted flashlights, scrambling outside burning homes.
Have them head towards the city of Ventura on Highway 26. The aquatic center is where we'll be told for the nighttime spot.
Structures collapse on brilliant flames. The hills are a firestorm. Upper Ojai residents.
I hear the screaming. You need to evacuate, you need to evacuate, search and rescue.
He says, sweetheart, the fire is right there in Bill's yard. You have to get out of here.
I see the fire in that canyon. I don't want to leave because I spent a lot of time to build my house.
And then all of a sudden, a wall of flame came over. Then I looked to the left, and the flames are coming up the valley. Then I looked behind me, and the fire was coming behind me, so virtually surrounded.
When I got to the perimeter of my property, I could see that my neighbor's house was completely on fire.
I've seen a lot of fires in the Australian outback and in surrounding suburbs and around the cities, but I'd never seen it move this fast.
In a still, a fireman stands beside the blaze. In the morning, firemen hose smoking rubble. A resident stands before it.
We're alive, and
he looks around at the destruction. He shrugs.
You go on.
He hangs his head.
Now we have five fire fronts. We're still dealing with Santa Paula, Fillmore, Upper Ojai, and now the topography drives in this dry weather and the wind is even stronger. And now it starts moving around Ojai, and you're getting an idea now how this is a monster.
December 5th, 12 hours since start of fire.
We were in the hotel room in shock. And in the morning, when my husband went to get coffee, one of our neighbors in the lobby said that he personally witnessed a house being attacked by flames.
A chopper carries water.
As this news tried to sink in, someone knocked crazy and just yelled, get out, evacuation again.
They drive past the approaching inferno.
Everything is on fire.
I was extremely scared. Because we were new to the area, I just didn't know what was the best escape plan.
Oh my gosh, I'm driving right at it.
It's okay, this is turning away from it.
No, I don't think so.
These people are just looking.
People watch at the roadside. Michael walks to the roadside. An orange sky reflects off a large body of water. Gray smoke blots out the sun.
We escaped north through the mountains toward Santa Barbara. The fire got to our house so fast the night before that we didn't have time to pack anything. We just ran out and we didn't know what was gonna happen next.
Smoke towers above the suburbs.
Going into the weekend, red flag warnings are saturating much of the state. The Thomas Fire is larger than New York City and Boston combined.
Flames crest a hill.
As we're listening to how it's just raging towards us, down on the west end of the Ojai Valley, we started thinking about the things that we needed to gather. We had 7 cats, 3 dogs, 2 ratties, and 2 birds. To travel with 5 of us, we took 2 vehicles, and we drove to Santa Barbara.
Smoke gluts the seaside sky.
As of Saturday afternoon, 8,400 firefighters working on this fire. Already we've seen 1,000 structures destroyed, 18,000 structures threatened.
December 13th, 9 days since start of fire. cars traverse a winding mountain road. Michael drives, a suitcase in the passenger seat beside him.
On our wedding anniversary, we decided to drive back. It was apocalyptic.
Black hills smolder.
When we finally turned into our street, I was shocked.
Seesaw Road.
All those houses, so many, they were just gone.
In the neighborhood, metal fences surround raised lots.
When we finally arrived to our house, I couldn't believe it. After thinking that your house is gone, this feeling of knowing that it's still there is just amazing. But at the same time, I just felt so sorry for all my neighbors.
Their house stands, untouched. Next, a man cuts a downed tree with a chainsaw.
We got really, really lucky. Because our house is the last house just before the National Forest, the last fire hydrant on the street is actually right here, which made it an ideal place for the firefighters to battle the blaze. They were literally firing their hoses over the house as the fire blew over here.
An emergency truck cruises.
Some of my neighbors just were not that lucky.
The people of the Upper Ojai suffered greatly, due in part to the second start up in the Koningstein area.
It started right here. I remember coming up here, and we were already trying to evacuate some of these residents up here. And we looked at it, and we go, wow, we know where it's going. It's going right toward your house, basically, and everyone else's house down there. So the whole team is en route.
Mark Scantlin, we went to school together.
Oh, gosh, Mark, yes. How are you?
Yeah. I'm doing all right, John.
Were you up here that night?
Yeah.
How'd it go for you?
Oh, I lost everything.
Oh, man.
Everything. House. Yeah. House, garage, barns, cars.
It looked like a tornado after it went by.
You hope the future's bright.
We're moving.
All right?
Yeah.
Out of the area or what?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm done.
Upper Ojai Community Meeting, 10 days after start of fire.
The Thomas Fire currently is at 242,000 acres. It's been burning for 10 days. It ran through to the western edge of the city of Ventura in 5 hours. We evacuated in this area, I think the estimates are around 60,000 people in that 5 hour period. So the first fire started in the creek bed. Within an hour of that, we get information that we have a second start on Koningstein Road. You couldn't start a fire in a worse spot.
We were watching it from on the other side of the road. We saw it start. We saw you guys lined up, and we saw you guys leave. And then it came our way. Mm. We couldn't get out fast enough. Why weren't you fighting that fire when it just started, when it was just local, right there?
We have Hold on, let me finish.
So, hey, we have. You're requiring us to have hydrants, but you won't use them? I don't understand that.
One hose would have reached my house and put it out and saved five more from burning down on Caesar. One hose.
Not to downplay any of the losses, but to not have more life loss is pretty remarkable. And this is the third time I've been wearing this year.
A pin.
How many homes did you save?
More than we lost, I can tell you that. The numbers that I'm getting on the property loss is somewhere around 100 structures in this area. Per capita, that's the highest loss we've had on the fire. That's a tough discussion to have.
An entire street lined with house-shaped piles of rubble. Luis Tigray Villanueva, Upper Ojai resident.
I lost my home for the Thomas Fire. And it took me 13 years to build my beautiful house. And my son told me, Daddy, could you please save the house? And I said, yes, I will save the house.
Leona Moat, Upper Ojai resident.
My daughter, who lives in Santa Paula, she called me and she says, Mom, our house is gone.
Leona sits before the wreckage.
And when I saw it, it was devastating. I still can't believe it. Even though I'm sitting here with my back to it. And my cats didn't live.
a California state flag waves at a rest stop. A spray-painted sign reads, "Free relief supplies."
It was just spray-painted some signs on pieces of plywood that said fire relief. And the supplies kept coming in.
Trevor Quirk, resident.
That's how the relief station was born.
Sticky notes cover a board with three sections: needs, conditional use, free.
Leona Moat says, "I live right here on this road. And I've lived there for 54 years. And my husband just died in October. And when the fire came, I was panicking, looking for my cats. And I say, 'Hey, Leona, do you need any help?' She says, 'Yeah.' One of the things that was sitting on my dresser was my husband's size 13 wedding ring."
Workers sift rubble through large sieves. Written on one, "Stay positive."
First thing we find, size 13 wedding ring. Swear to God.
She holds it.
The first thing that sifters found was this ring and another ring. I love the way the neighborhood has rallied around.
Volunteers haul a tree trunk. Brad Morningstar, Upper Ojai resident.
It's called Star Point Ranch.
A sign on scrap.
We're grateful that we got this help to help clean up a bit of the mess, because as you can see, it's quite devastating to lose a beautiful 1930s wooden home and all your belongings. And we saved bugger all, you know what I mean? It's nothing, and virtually the clothes on our back, basically.
Dust blows over the rubble. Pamela Grau, president, Ojai Studio Artists.
After the fire, it looked like we had been through hell. We couldn't breathe, and we couldn't drink the water, and we had to wear masks. And it was like, are we gonna be able to live here?
Thick smoke fills the air.
The air quality was just so bad that we just couldn't risk to bring our baby back before it got better.
Mai wears a mask.
The air quality and the conditions in Ojai Valley were untenable by most people. There's a lot more going on than the fire itself.
January 1st, 2018, 27 days after start of fire. Dead brushes litter a scorched hillside. A bear cub limps.
Oh, don't try to walk, buddy.
So it just happens to be that this upper valley is a place where the people considered bear to be their spirit animal. That poor little bear that survived the dehydration it must have suffered, the burning of its feet. Great resilience.
The scraggly cub crawls down a trail.
The power and the spirit of these animals, even the smallest little ones, hummingbird, butterfly, they all have abilities that, as human beings, we want.
Oh, it's coming, it's coming.
It nuzzles a plastic plate.
And so to see it suffer that way, I could just feel his grief and total sorrow.
He feeds it from a bottle.
He's thirsty.
And then to think about how many other animals perished.
Here, pal, move. Hold on. What was it?
He fills a portable water bowl. The cub drinks. Water drips from its bubbling, seared face. A ranger walks up the trail.
Let's do 1.5 of telazol and 1.5 of water. You can't overdose of air on telazol, so that's the good thing.
Just don't hit a lung.
No, I got a flat right shoulder. You guys ready?
Yep.
He aims a tranquilizer gun. They hoist the cub into a tarp.
Clean hit.
Good shot.
Smells just like the last pair. The animal had to be immobilized so it could be assessed for further injuries to see if, you know, rehabilitation is something that we can do. What's the weight estimate now? You
said 30?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a he.
Yeah. Right. Can you tell me sort of about the scale of this event in terms of its effect on the wildlife?
It's going to be significant, especially with a fire of this magnitude, you know, raging through the Los Padres National Forest as well as up into the urban community. And anytime you have wildlife, just like people living in homes where they're affected, you're going to have wildlife that's impacted.
The ranger takes the bear away in the back of a pickup.
It was a really devastating time for the natural world out here. But it isn't our first time that we've experienced fire growing up here in Ojai.
A sign reads, "Fire danger extreme today. Prevent wildfires." A Ventura County headline reads, "Fire menaces Ojai."
Evacuation is now taking place. 3/4 of the town has been wiped out, blackened waste.
Similar headlines.
Entire communities to be evacuated.
Headline, near Condor's refuge, major brush fire.
The president today proclaimed the fire as a national disaster.
Rick Halsey, ecologist.
We can't keep doing what we've been doing. And what we've been doing is not considering, well, this is a fire corridor. We know that. We have to rethink things. And that means people may not be able to build in places they wanted to build. And if they do build, they need to recognize the fire department's not going to be able to protect them.
A helicopter flies overhead.
And the fire agencies in these firestorms are basically at wit's end, and all they can do is try to keep people safe and get them out of the way.
Okay, sir, keep your arms in for me.
Sadly, through lack of understanding of nature and understanding this fire ecology, we have allowed houses to be built further and further into the urban wildland interface, right on the edge between the chaparral and the urban areas, the areas that are very difficult to defend.
At the Ojai Ranger Station, Ranger Jonathan Yanni Schwartz.
The fire comes and goes, but for the vegetation to reestablish itself, it takes a few years.
A patch of grass smolders.
Now, concern was how this burnt landscape is going to respond to rainstorms.
Storm clouds roll. In black and white footage, a flood torrents through a town. Headlines report dozens of mudslide-related deaths.
Equally as scary to the fire is the risk of a mudslide or some sort of debris flow.
1969, the Great Flood, Ventura County.
During the 1969 flood, there was actually a family living right here that got washed out by the amount of water that comes off this hillside.
The steep hill looms over their home.
We were able to move back in about a month after the fire, just in time for the biggest rainstorm in years. I started digging some trenches out back to protect our house.
A cold front and a squall line with lightning is developing and moving into the Los Angeles area. The National Weather Service has warned that flash flooding, debris flow, and mudslides are possible in the communities already devastated by the Thomas and Latuna fires.
Lightning cuts a misty sky. Water drips from the roof.
Mandatory evacuation orders are in place here. 30,000 people are in these evacuation zones.
Many of these slopes right above Ojai have very high probabilities of producing debris flows.
Muddy rivulets rush downhill.
People have these big boulders in their backyards, really like them. It was great landscaping, but none of them thought, well, how did these boulders come here?
A truck traverses the water.
For the second time in about a month, search and rescue was on our street evacuating residents.
It happened in the past, it will happen again in the future. That's the basic law of geology.
Developing tonight, the search is on for mudslide survivors in Southern California. Rescuers are trying to reach 13 people reported missing. 17 have already died. Authorities say at least 100 homes are destroyed, washed away by the wall of mud.
The staging area for the urban search and rescue efforts.
Live in Montecito, where the streets are absolutely littered with cars and debris.
I heard the rumble of the rocks, and I looked over at the river, and the trees are just coming down. Choo, choo, choo.
January 9th, 36 days after start of fire.
We were able to crawl out a window to the roof.
Boulders surround a house.
The house is wiped out, just took everything out. And then later, we were worried about a neighbor's house, and we went over to see if they were okay, and we heard a little baby crying. And dug down, found a little baby. I don't know where it came from. We got it out, got the mud out of its mouth. I'm hoping it's okay. They took it right to the hospital. But it was just a baby 4 feet down in the mud in nowhere, under the rocks. I'm glad we got it. But who knows what else is out there.
Rivers of mud wash through a suburb. residents sign into a meeting and sit.
Okay, folks, we'll go ahead and get started. Thank you for coming. Collectively, our group represents about 455 clients whose homes were either completely destroyed or damaged in the fire or the resulting debris flow.
CAL FIRE investigators are looking at burn patterns, how it spread, and they specifically are looking at Southern California Edison's power lines and poles.
I was sitting in our family room that has the beautiful view up to the Topaz, and I said, oh my gosh, I see two flashes, two fires just started. And it was the transformers that had exploded on Königstein. As soon as the transformers exploded, our power went out.
A charred metal structure.
It was about a 50-foot wall of flame that actually came up and hit the house. It looked like a war zone.
Only the foundation remains.
It's amazing to me in that in this age of technology, we're still relying upon World War II infrastructure to transmit electricity. It's just crazy.
Men in high visibility shirts work on power lines.
Overall, all the fires in 2017, you're talking almost 10,000 structures lost. If you count the Montecito mudslide, you're talking 60 plus fatalities. I was hoping that event would create a wake-up call and force us to ask the hard questions. Should the utilities do something to create a more resilient system? Absolutely. But we have to look at the big picture, because what we're really doing is putting Band-Aids everywhere. We're not looking at the disease. The last drought we had recently was the worst drought we've had in 1,000 years.
A dry valley stretches to the horizon.
There's probably going to be towns in the western side of the Sierras that are just going to become drought ghost towns.
I knew my neighbors were not doing great. I knew my neighbors were uninsured or underinsured, living in tents. But there are certain times where I'm like, I don't want to be waking up at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning looking out the windows when there's 70 mile an hour winds thinking my house is going to burn down. That's not normal. It's sad because I always thought I'm going to live here forever.
Leona stands before a house.
I raised my kids here on this property, and this is my new home. I got myself 2 4-month-old kittens, and they are filling my house with love. This is my sanctuary.
Michael and Noemi decorate a Christmas tree inside their home.
You hear a lot of people that say that we shouldn't be living here, but I'm looking all over the news and seeing all of those big natural catastrophes happening everywhere, and I'm just wondering, where am I safe to be living in?
Tonight, rivers are rising to record levels, threatening homes and businesses in Arkansas, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Missouri.
Hurricane Michael closing in on the Florida panhandle. It could be the strongest storm ever to hit that area.
The Mendocino Complex fire is now the largest wildfire in state history.
66 million Americans are bracing for impact.
In the past week, at least 15 people have been killed by tornadoes and flooding.
There are more severe storms in the forecast for later on this week.
A deer silhouette stands in front of an inferno. A sign on a trail warns of floods and fires. May 5th, 2019, 1 year, 5 months after start of fire.
All burned in here, this high up.
Scorched brushes sit among plant life in Green Mountains.
When we look back at how the Native people survived here, their connection and their conversation with nature was supreme.
A lush, picturesque valley.
We can learn a lot from the natural world.
Yellow flowers skirt a trail. Lanny Coffer, botanist.
Plants have tremendous intelligence, the way they've adapted to this fire climate. We can see corollaries for our lives. And I know there's a mystique about Ojai, being a spiritual center and stuff like that. And I think it's in the mountains. I think if you get up to some of these amazing, beautiful places up there, you can have a spiritual experience in nature.
On a mountaintop.
Oh my God.
A valley of clouds stretches below Michael. He films himself in front of the view.
Made it to the top. Really, really spectacular.
Mountains stretch into the horizon, peaking above fluffy white clouds. Rapid winds blow the clouds. Mai kneels on the mountaintop, observing. She crawls to kiss Noemi. Noemi gallops down a trail with Mai on her back. Beside their home, a palm tree sways.
You know, I'm still traumatized. You don't want nobody to just feel what we felt that night. Every time I hear the helicopters, every time the wind picks up, I have this care feeling inside me. If we want to continue living here, that's what we will have to deal for the rest of our time here. And I don't know if I'm just ready for that.
Offshore winds begin really by tomorrow. Extreme fire danger for Southern California.
After the Thomas fire, after Casiras fire, the Nodro fire was right here where I live right now.
I repeat, I do not give up.
My daughter see me sometimes that I went out of the house and look in the stars. And I said, what's going on, you know?
A line of flames split a forest.
A 150-acre brush fire broke out here at approximately 6:15 this afternoon.
My phone starts going crazy and I look up and what do you know? There's another fire. And that's one ridge away. Monsters come in different forms.
Almost 2 years after the Thomas fire.
Halloween night, 2019. There's a fire in Santa Paula. We can see it here from Sulphur Mountain Ridge. And it begins again.
An inferno stretches the horizon. Emergency vehicles flash beside a huge blaze. Credits appear. Audio description created by Zoo Digital. Written by John Gray and narrated by Joe Hernandez. Directed by Michael Milano. Produced by Noemi Dumont Milano and Michael Milano. Producer, Ann Finnegan. Music by Matter. Edited by Charlton McMillan and Michael Milano. Associate producers, Julie Tumalt Stensley, Jeff Zimmerman. Views of Rolling Hills at Dusk. Director of Photography, Michael Milano. Additional Cinematography, Robert Navarro. Noemi Dumont Milano, Jeff Zimmerman. Joshua Gabel, Nicholas Weissman, Captain Jason Damon, and V Drone Media. Co-editor, Sean Keenan. Assistant editor, Noemi Dumont Milano. Camera operators, Tony Savino, Mike Rubalcava, Ben Hoffman. Views of Rubble and Destruction. At an American Red Cross disaster relief site, Trevor poses for a photo with Leona. The residents pose in a crowd. Text appears. The Upper Ojai community stands in solidarity with those affected by natural disasters around the world. The crowd disperses. Credits continue. Clouds float above snowy mountains. A rainbow dives between hills. A field of yellow flowers sprawls. A sign reads, "The Ojai Foundation," closed for restoration due to damages from the Thomas fire. The hills catch orange sunlight. The sun sets over the flower field. Executive producers for HBO, Lisa Heller, Nancy Abraham. Senior producer for HBO, Sarah Rodriguez. A car navigates a winding road beneath smoke. In a field, Mai, now a toddler, picks up a soccer ball. Behind her are dense trees and green mountains. She drops the ball. Copyright 2020 Home Box Office, Inc. All rights reserved. Make it plain. HBO, a presentation of Home Box Office.